Coming up on episode number 1,264, three birthdays to celebrate on today's show, which means a nice variety of stuff, although we are staying pretty close into the R&B, soul, and hip-hop category. Let's tell you whose birthdays it is. Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, both turned 75 this month, and Gnarls Barkley turning 35. No, sorry, 45 tomorrow. We'll have covers of and by all three of those artists coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Hey, Coverville is a show brought to you by you. Yeah, it's brought to you by folks just like you. Those folks are called Edison Lynn, James Vitz, Ian Glasson, Aaron Hager, Derek Thomas, as well as Steve Holden, Dermot Banana, I love that name, Justin Eichmann, Marley Norton, and Sunbun. Good old Sunbun. We love Sunbun here. Those are just a few of our patrons and Coverville citizens. If you would like to support Coverville at any level, whatever level you'd want to support it at, whether it's $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want, I'd love it. And it keeps the lights on here. Just go to patreon.com/Coverville and sign up today. I've decided that that's how I'm going to deliver those. Oh, cool. Yeah. Sunny. That's how I'm going to deliver those episodes of Guess the Connection that I'm doing on Fridays. So they won't be on the regular feed because that seems to mess things up, but they will be bonus tracks. So if you are a Coverville citizen, you will get bonus tracks at certain levels. So sign up today for Coverville, the Coverville Patreon, patreon.com/Coverville. And that's how you get all that stuff. So let's tell you about the birthdays today. Yeah, I mentioned Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, and Gnarls Barkley turning 75, 75, and 45. I'll leave it up to you to decide who's who. We're going to start things off with Gladys Knight. And probably the most famous song associated with Gladys Knight, although she was not the first person to perform it. That first person to perform it was Cissy Houston, along with Jim Weatherly. It became a big hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips. Covered also by, so many artists. There's too many to even mention, but Cissy Houston, aunt of Whitney Houston, was the very first. Let's get started with a cover of that. It is Midnight Train to Georgia, performed live here from the Indigo Girls' 1200 Curfews album from 1995. Here are the Indigo Girls.
Time. Oh, yes, he will be right by his side. tears you down, darling. Says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'll be there for you, darling, when he lets you fall. You're like a diamond, but he treats you like glass. Yet you beg him to love you when me you don't.
Album is so good. It's Breakfast in Bed by Joan Osborne. And that track right there, I've Got to Use My Imagination, originally done by Gladys Knight and the Pips, covered there beautifully by Joan Osborne. Before that, George Michael from a 2017 release that was the Listen Without Prejudice MTV Unplugged session. It's so much more than that. It's got covers, it's got live tracks that aren't from the Unplugged session, and it's got remixes of songs from Listen Without Prejudice, including a Heal the Pain recover, or a new version featuring Paul McCartney, which is brilliant. It's really, really good. And so don't sell yourself short by thinking it's just the one thing, just the Listen Without Prejudice MTV Unplugged session, because it's more, way more than that. If You Were My Woman, done by Gladys Knight and the Pips, covered there by George Michael. And then Indigo Girls with a cover of Midnight Train to Georgia, originally done by Sissy Houston and Jim Weatherly. And that also features Gail Ann Dorsey on vocals there, along with Emily and Amy. Gail Ann Dorsey worked with David Bowie for years. She worked with Matt Johnson and The. She is all over the place, and touring singer as well as a studio musician, studio singer. That she's been on a ton of different things, on a ton of different albums, studio cuts and things. Check out more of Gail Ann Dorsey if you want to hear all of the stuff that she's released. Great. Let's go ahead and keep going here. A little bit more Gladys Knight. She also did a James Bond theme, but you knew that, right? Well, in 2011, Freddie Wadling from Sweden did an entire album covering a bunch of different James Bond themes, appropriately called With a License to Kill. This is the sort of title track. It's just License to Kill. Freddie's voice, man, it just grows on you. I like it the more and more I hear it. And, totally, totally dig it. From the album With a License to Kill, here is License to Kill by Freddie Wadling.
Hey, baby, thought you were the one who tried to run away. Wasn't I the one who made you want to stay? Please don't bet that you'll never escape me. Once I get my sights on you, got a license to kill, and you know I'm going straight for your heart. License to kill anyone who tries to tear us apart.
Hey, hey. true girl.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight and the Pips with their cover of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Now, back in those days of Motown, they'd take a song that was written usually by the Motown folks, Berry Gordy and Sam and Dave, I think, also did a lot of writing as well as singing. Anyway, and they'd shop those around to all the different artists there. And Marvin Gaye was the guy who eventually had the big hit with it. But Smokey Robinson actually released the first version of that song. So he's the original artist, but Gladys Knight and the Pips did it. And, of course, Marvin Gaye did it as well. I'd Heard It Through the Grapevine from the Hitsville, USA Motown Singles Collection from 1992. A lot of great songs like that on that set. Alternate versions from different Motown artists that aren't normally attributed to the songs. Tom Jones with Heather Small from his Reload album from 1999 with a cover of You Need Love Like I Do. That one also originally done by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And Freddie Wadling with that Gladys Knight James Bond theme, License to Kill. He passed away a couple of years ago, Freddie did. But man, love that voice and love that all James Bond cover album. It's really good from 2011. Let's switch gears to another performer who turned 75 this month, Patti LaBelle, or as you might know her from the group LaBelle, of course. Let's start off with their most popular hit. Here's a song called Lady Marmalade.
He met Marmalade down in Old Monaroo.
Rouge, strutting a stuff on the street. She said, "Hello, hey Joe, you wanna give it a go? Gitchy, gitchy, aye, gitchy, gitchy, mocha chocolata, bring your lady
sleep, memories from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all
again. The beautiful beautiful voice of Jackie Abbott being back there by the Beautiful South band that she was with for a little bit. They had a revolving door of female singers that all stuck with the band for a couple albums. She was not the most recent, but one that Paul Heaton from the Beautiful South has continued to work with since the final album from the Beautiful South, releasing a couple, maybe three, I think, total duet albums with Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. They're all great, and they're all worth checking out. And again, man, her voice, so good. And I'll listen to anything that she wants to sing. I Sold My Heart to the Junk Band, originally done by Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. That was the band that Patti was in before forming LaBelle. Danny Boy, you heard that right before that. That was from the Cameo Parkway 1964 album. Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells with that one as well. Frederick Weatherly doing the original version of that song, actually writing the original lyrics for Danny Boy. Of course, the music was a traditional Irish standard, I believe is what you'd call it. Moonshadow before that, that's LaBelle. That was released in 1972 on their album called Moonshadow. You can also find a copy of it on the What It Is Funky Soul and Rare Grooves compilation. It's a four-disc set, and it is so good. Great compilation, variety of stuff on there that's all funk and soul from the 60s and 70s, and it is so, so good. You gotta get that one. And then Max Robb with that cover of Lady Marmalade or Lady Marmalade. He's part of the Palast Orchestra and released an album in 2002 called Super Hits Volume 2. Now, Max Robb does some amazing, amazing covers in that weird German, I don't even know what you describe that style, but it's kind of electro swing. It's kind of the modern equivalent to that. He does Toxic. He does Oops, I Did It Again. He does a lot of great stuff. And that cover there of Lady Marmalade, which wasn't originally LaBelle either, just like Midnight Train to Georgia, she might be the most familiar recording of it, or that recent Moulin Rouge recording with Christina Aguilera and Mia and Pink and whoever. But LaBelle wasn't the first one. No, 11th Hour were the first band to record Lady Marmalade. And then LaBelle had their huge, huge hit with it. And then that version right there by Max Robb. Happy birthday to Gladys Knight. Or I'm sorry, to Patti LaBelle. Well, and Gladys Knight, but for this one, happy birthday to Patti LaBelle. One more set of music to get to. CeeLo Green also had a birthday, or is having a birthday tomorrow, turning 45. Let's get to all the ones you're expecting me to play by CeeLo Green. Starting off with this one, it's a cover of Buddy Holly from the Rave On Buddy Holly album from 2011. Here's You're So Square, Baby I Don't Care.
You don't like crazy music, you don't like rock and bands. You just wanna go to a movie show, sit there and hold hands, you're so square. But I don't care. I don't know why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby, I guess it's just because you're so square. But I don't care. I only know it does. Wonder why I love you, baby. I guess this is just because you're so square. But I don't care.
remember when I lost my mind. There was something so special about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without a care, I was out of touch.
She's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, oh, fine. She's so fine.
Great. Isn't that? It's CeeLo Green right there from his Lady Killer album with a cover of Band of Horses, a song called No One's Gonna Love You. Really, really good version right there. Came out in 2010 on CeeLo's album. Forget You right before that, just in case you thought I was gonna play the other one. I would have. I have no problem playing either version of the FU song. I just happen to really like that version, and they do the sanitized Forget You instead of the other one, which... Hey, if I'm not going to play that NSFW warning, then there's no point in me saying it either. The Ukuleles brought that version to you from their album, their self-titled album from 2012. Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra featuring CeeLo Green on vocals doing a cover of Reet Petit. That, surprisingly, originally done by Jackie Wilson. I would have thought somebody like Buckwheat Zydeco or... someone along those lines, some other Zydeco artist. No, Reet Petit, originally done by Jackie Wilson and released on the Golden Age of Song, that version anyway, on 2012. And Ainsley Lister from the Equilibrium album with that cover of Gnarls Barkley's Crazy. We start off with CeeLo Green covering Buddy Holly, covering Elvis. I did a little research during the song to find out who did it first, and by a couple of years, Elvis recorded You're So Square, Baby I Don't Care, before Buddy Holly, 1957 and 1961, those two versions right there. That version right there, 2011, CeeLo Green, for the Rave On Buddy Holly compilation tribute. And that, my friends, is going to take us right to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I always appreciate you listening. Whether you do it live at Coverville or at twitch.tv/Coverville every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, that's where you can find it, right there. Watch it live and enjoy chatting with other Coverville listeners like yourself. Or you listen to it via the podcast, which is probably how you're listening to it now. Maybe via the web. I don't know. but you're listening to it, and I appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with me, requests at Coverville is the email address to use. You can also call the request line, that number, 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Or visit coverville.com for everything else you might need cover song related. That's going to have your previous episodes, show notes, links to everything, and Amazon links wherever I can provide them. Remember, when you use those, it also helps out the show, those purchases on Amazon.com, when you start with the Coverville link. I should do another bumper, another ad for those. I'll do that on the next show. All right, that's going to do it. We'll be back next week with another episode of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and Bandwidth Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good you'd be crazy not to listen to them, with Lady Marmalade on a midnight train to Georgia.